happening locally. The news.
And it is time for us to take this morning's look at some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The Minister of Health confirmed that 1,842 cases of COVID-19 have been registered in the last 24 hours, and 5 new deaths were also reported. 8,313 tests were applied, and the 1,842 new infections reflected a positivity of 22.2%. Regarding the deceased, it is reported that with the 5 deaths, the accumulated figure since the pandemic arrived in the country is now 8,254, for a lethality of 1%. According to the health authorities, the active cases, they total 27,280, of which 27,027 are in home isolation, and there are 253 hospitalized. Those in isolation are divided into 26,982 at home and 45 in the so-called hospital hotels. Those hospitalized are 215 in the wards and 38 in the intensive care units. The Ministry of Education, Maduka, through the diagnostic evaluations carried out during the first weeks of the school year, confirmed that the children with the greatest lag in learning are in the first levels. It was observed that in the third grades, many children still do not know how to read or write, and that in the case of the fourth and fifth grades, they present a low reading comprehension. The National Deputy Director of Meduca, of the Psychoeducational Service, this is Vadim Moreno, said that students are returning to the classrooms quite affected, and they are not doing well in the diagnostic tests. The Ministry of Education announced that it has established that in September and October they will do a second diagnostic test to be able to measure the scope of the pedagogical intervention plans and see what still needs to be fine-tuned to achieve the recovery of student learning. Marin also reported that through a survey they determined that in addition there are socio-emotional aspects that are affecting students, such as adaptation to face-to-face classes, grief and stress at all levels, especially in the smallest, who for the first time are in the classrooms. 2 points were clear in the ruling of the Supreme Court of Justice on the 14th of March with regards to paid leave for authorities elected by popular vote. No one can receive a salary from the state without having worked, and public servants will not be able to receive from the Treasury national wages that require simultaneous work shifts. This pronouncement of the court took legal ground from 172 representatives of Corrientes and 30 mayors of the country who benefited from the so-called paid licenses, which allowed them to have 2 salaries from the state despite the fact that they only exercised one of the functions. One of them is Rolando Alexis Lee, who for more than 15 years the Panama Maritime Authority has paid his salary as an official. And at the same time, the municipality of Colon covers all his income, first as mayor of Barrio Sur, and then as mayor of the district. Despite the court ruling that declared the phrase paid leave unconstitutional, contained in Articles 78 and 83 of Law 37, this is of June the 29th of 2009, and this is part of the decentralization, Mayor Lee was left with doubts. Well, for this reason, 11 days after the judicial decision, the also president of the Association of Mayors of Panama sent a note to the attorney of the administration. This is Rigoberto González. Well, this was dated the 25th of April, in which he asked him to answer the following question. Is the exercise of the position of teacher or professor in official education centers compatible with the functions of an elected authority? In his 7-page response, dated the 18th of May, González indicates that these functions are compatible as long as there are no simultaneous working hours and his representation as a local authority complies with the purposes of the public function for which they were elected by popular vote. However, before substantiating his opinion, he reminds the mayor that the judgments of the court, according to Article 206 of the Constitution, are final, definitive, and mandatory. Any clarification or correction he adds must be requested from the plenary session of the same court, which, as will be recalled, ruled unanimously against the phrase paid leave. In their ruling, the nine magistrates agreed with Gonzalez's opinion that this practice should not be allowed. In an explanation with a high dose of teaching, Gonzalez points out to Lee that this ruling does not eliminate the figure of licenses for public servants. This remains in force as a right that every public servant has, only that in the case of local authorities, the license will be granted, but without salary. Both Gonzalez and the nine magistrates of the court maintain that this salary cannot be received without having worked, because it is an obligation of public servants to personally perform the function for which they have been appointed. In addition, Article 303 of the Constitution provides that officials may not receive two or more salaries paid by the state, except in special cases determined by law, nor hold positions with simultaneous work shifts. In other words, although it's compatible to perform both functions, they cannot be simultaneous. Consequently, if the 84 representatives and nine mayors of the country who had the status of teachers and professors before their election organize their time, they could exercise their original vocation at times that do not conflict with their functions. The Municipal Council of the District of San Lorenzo in Chiriquí approved a municipal agreement that increases by at least five times the representation expenses received by the mayor of that impoverished district. This is in response to the comptroller's orders that definitively suspended the payment of mobilization expenses that allowed some mayors to have incomes of up to $10,000 per month. The Municipal Council of San Lorenzo approved transferring $30,000 from the budget assigned to mobilization expenses to the line that would now pay representation expenses. With the approval of the mayor, Cesar Raul Hernandez, he will go from receiving $400 in representation expenses to $2,100. According to data provided by the comptroller itself, before the mobilization expenses were suspended, Hernandez of the Democratic Revolutionary Party received $1,400 per month in mobilization expenses. The municipal agreement refers directly to the suspension of the payment of mobilization expenses by the comptroller. In addition, it is stated that the agreement has a retroactive effect, since the funds are available and are of social interest. That is, you will be paid the amount corresponding to what is assigned for representation expenses as of February the 1st of this year. This is detailed in the agreement. Representation expenses were also assigned to the President of the Municipal Council, this is Juan Carlos Gonzalez, and its Treasurer, Luis Ortiz. This is a monthly payment of $400 and $200, respectively. In total, the municipality will pay $2,700 monthly in representation expenses. This municipality, in which some 8,000 people live, has levels of poverty and extreme poverty above 70%. It's made up of five corregimientos. Bill 697, which regulates the commercialization and use of crypto assets, the issuance of digital value, the tokenization of precious metals and other assets, payment systems, and dictates other provisions. Well, it's the most ambitious proposal for the transformation of the Panamanian financial sector since the International Banking Center was established half a century ago. The announcement of President Laurentino Cortizo's veto of this initiative should be turned into an opportunity to improve the content of the project and mitigate doubts about this new business sector. It is estimated that there are more than 10,000 cryptocurrencies, the most recognized, of course, being Bitcoin. On the 7th of January of 2021, cryptocurrency transactions reached $68 billion worldwide, which is equivalent to the gross domestic product of Panama in 2019. Likewise, it should be noted that in recent weeks, this category of assets has suffered a huge drop in value. Bill 697 does not oblige anybody to make transactions, receive payments, or maintain accounts in some of these cryptocurrencies. The US dollar remains the legal tender in Panama. Project 697 privileges nine cryptocurrencies so that they can be used legally and voluntarily in transactions in, from, and for Panama. These cryptocurrencies are Bitcoin, Ethereum, XRP, Litecoin, XTC NenVork, El Rond, Stellar, IOTA, and Algorand. The proposed rule This indicates that other businesses, such as the digital transaction of rights over tangible goods, for example, the use of representative gold and silver tokens, as well as other categories of goods and rights existing only in cyberspace and means of digital payment. The Centre for Training and Research of the Attorney General's Office has received 7 applicants to occupy the position of Magistrate of the Supreme Court of Justice. The State Pact for Justice, which is chaired by the Attorney of the Administration, Rigoberto González, reported that up to noon on Monday, the 30th of May, 7 applications had been received. This document reception process began last Thursday, the 26th of May, and will run until Saturday, the 4th of June, from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., and from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. According to the established agenda, it is scheduled that on Sunday, the 5th of June, the interview process of the candidates for the position of main and alternate magistrates of the second criminal chamber of the CSJ will begin. And a volunteer of the National Civil Protection System, CINEPROC, was attacked on Sunday by a citizen in Boquete in the province of Chiriquí. The incident occurred when the volunteer, Luis Castillo, warned the driver that he could not continue travelling on a street in the community of Los Naranjos, district of Boquete. This was due to the flooding of rainwater caused by the heavy rains. The driver became upset and verbally and physically assaulted the volunteer, who has 10 years of service, by the way, at CINEPROC. "I was signalling to the man so that he would not pass since the road was flooded, and the man got out of the car physically and verbally attacking me," said the volunteer, who will attend the Institute of Legal Medicine and Forensic Sciences, yesterday, on Monday morning, for an evaluation. The regional director of CINEPROC, Armando Palacios, also reported that a complaint will be filed for the physical aggression registered against the volunteer of that entity. And lastly this morning, the National Association of People with Multiple Sclerosis pointed out that early detection of this disease is the main action that is available for both timely diagnosis and adequate treatment. Yesterday, the 30th of May, when World Multiple Sclerosis Day was celebrated, the president of ANPENUFA, this is Emilia Martinez, stated that many patients usually go to the doctor when this disease in advanced stages. According to Martinez, many of these cases arise due to misinformation, fear, or because people live in areas far from central hospitals. It was also mentioned the scarce economic resources of the patients and the lack of specialists. Multiple sclerosis is a neurological, autoimmune and chronic disease whose first symptoms occur between 20 and 40 years of age. Its main symptoms are fatigue, spasms and pain, in addition to double or blurred vision, optic neuritis, rapid or involuntary eye movements, or total loss of vision, among others. Multiple sclerosis has no cure. However, a series of innovative medications and complementary therapies, physical and cognitive therapies, as well as guidance to the patient's family, are used in the search for a better quality of life, greater independence of the person, and thus be able to delay, as far as possible, the appearance of disability. And ANPENUFA stressed, this is regarding this World Sclerosis Day. Now, according to figures from the World Federation of Multiple Sclerosis, about 2.8 million people have it, affecting twice as many women as men, indicating the role that hormones play in the disease process. In Panama, around 488 people live with the disease, according to data from the World Federation Atlas in 2020. That's it. There we go. That's some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you this morning on The Breakfast Show.